Good morning, this is Olivia with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, thousands of jobs might be in jeopardy as a major mining company seeks urgent financial support amid calls for a Senate inquiry into battling metal manufacturers. Multinational mining company Glencore says its copper smelter and refinery in North Queensland could lose $2.2 billion over the next 7 years, and it urgently needs government assistance to keep operating. In a memo leaked to the media on Wednesday, the company said, Glencore has been absorbing losses, hopeful that a viable solution could be found. However, we are fast reaching the point at which Glencore cannot continue to absorb these losses. Glencore has been in talks with the Queensland government, but says the financial assistance offered isn't enough. A delivery truck driver has left in the lurch after an opportunistic thief hijacked the vehicle. The driver was making a stop in Broadbeach when the thief jumped behind the wheel before the driver could return. The truck was reported to have crashed into a Toyota Hilux on Surf Parade before finally coming to a stop on Charles Avenue, where the thief proceeded to exit the truck and flee on foot. The thief has since been taken into custody and shall face court on charges of unlawful use of motor vehicle and driving without due care and detention. In national news, Hobart's proposed new AFL stadium has faced a major delay. The stadium was initially being assessed by the Tasmanian Planning Commission under the Project of State Significance process, which would have required both houses of Tasmania's parliament to give it the green light. Wary of these delays, the Liberal government drafted special enabling legislation earlier this year in a bid to circumvent the assessment process and hasten the stadium's approval. But in the wake of an election, this legislation may take a back seat to the original assessment process, with both houses of parliament required to vote on the stadium later this year, armed with the full findings of the Tasmanian Planning Commission. The Macquarie Point Stadium is projected to open in 2029, boasting a 23,000-seated capacity for the fans of the new Tasmanian Devils team, which will join the league in 2028. The Australian Tax Office has written off almost $1 million in unpaid tax and penalties owed by one of former PM Paul Keating's companies after abrupt negotiations together, following the ATO's 2014 decision to go after the missing money. Typically, if a taxpayer were to formally challenge a decision such as this, it would require them to go through the federal court. Keating's treatment from the ATO has raised questions about how powerful people are treated by the revenue agency. The revelation comes months after five accounting agencies brought the matter of federal court requirements being too unfair for the regular taxpayers to access readily. In international news, the United Nations top court has declared that countries failing to tackle climate change risk breaking international law. The International Court of Justice has said that climate change is an urgent and existential threat to humanity, and countries had a duty to cooperate on addressing it. The legal consequences resulting from the commission of an internationally wrongful act may include full reparations to injured states in the form of restitution, compensation, and satisfaction. The findings will potentially pave the way for nations most affected by climate change to litigate against major polluting countries. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny and a bit chilly. is currently 13 degrees with an expected maximum of 19. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.